You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 08, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. African nations are stepping up to lead the global fight against climate change. They aim to create a new model for green investments and sustainable development. This comes as the United States, under President Donald Trump, has withdrawn from the Paris Climate Agreement and ended clean energy partnerships with African countries, including South Africa. Despite being hit hard by climate change impacts like landslides, floods, and droughts, Africa seeks a united voice ahead of global climate talks. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed emphasized that African leaders are not negotiating their survival. Instead, they are designing the world's next climate economy. He believes Africa can industrialize without harming its ecosystems if the right choices are made now. This vision includes significant investments in carbon capture, renewable energy, critical minerals for green technology, and food production. The Trump administration's decision to withdraw from clean energy partnerships and dismantle USAID has created significant challenges for Africa's energy landscape. USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, was the primary U.S. foreign aid agency, playing a crucial role in global development and humanitarian efforts. Its dismantling was part of efforts to cut federal spending. A key initiative affected was Power Africa, launched in 2013, aimed at increasing electricity access and supporting energy projects across Africa, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. Since its start, Power Africa received $1.2 billion from the U.S. government, funding over 150 energy projects and generating 15,498 megawatts, MW, of power for 216 million people. The dismantling of USAID and the withdrawal of U.S. support could delay or cancel initiatives focused on off-grid renewable energy solutions and rural electrification, hindering progress toward universal energy access. Despite the U.S. withdrawal, Africa is poised to become a global leader in clean energy. The continent possesses vast, untapped wind and solar power resources, more than any other continent. A United Nations report from July highlights that Africa has 60% of the world's best solar resources. Countries like Morocco, Kenya, and South Africa are making significant progress in renewable energy development, harnessing solar, wind, geothermal, and hydropower. Solar power will be crucial in meeting Africa's growing electricity demand, especially with the rise of new electricity-intensive industries like renewable hydrogen and e-mobility. The European Union is keen to support green hydrogen and other renewable energy projects in Africa as it diversifies its long-term energy supply. Despite its immense potential, Africa received only 2% of global clean energy investments in 2024. This is stark compared to the continent's needs, as 600 million people still lack reliable access to electricity. African leaders committed in January to increase renewable energy capacity to 300 gigawatts by 2030, equivalent to the output of about 114 large power stations. The International Renewable Energy Agency projects that 90% of Africa's power could come from renewables, including solar, by 2050. This includes hydropower and wind energy, which countries like South Africa are incorporating into their energy mix. The economic and social impacts of improved energy access are profound. It means better power supplies for schools, clinics, households, farms, and businesses. Solar power is rapidly gaining traction across Africa. Recent analysis shows a significant increase in solar panel exports to Africa over the last 12 months, with imports from China rising by 60%, reaching 15,032 megawatts. 20 African countries set a record for solar panel imports in a 12-month period. While South Africa's imports initially drove this surge, solar panel imports from other African countries have tripled in the last year. Independent energy companies are increasingly viewing Africa as a vital market for solar products. African leaders are calling for more climate finance, which they say must be fair, significant, and predictable. Despite being among the most vulnerable to climate change, African countries receive only 1% of the annual global climate financing. They argue that the vulnerability caused by climate change, debt burdens, and structural inequalities in the international financial system must be addressed through climate justice. Kenyan President William Ruto expressed concern about the weakening of the multilateral approach to tackling climate change. Copyright, African Elements.